Women, Early Plymouth. Warning room. Hot fire. Smoke. The aphids on a barberry branch. Held down, she dreams. Becomes that Indian girl dancing for sailors. Damp leaves, guitars. The other women, enemies now, huge mouths, claws. The blood room spinning. Barley and violets on her lips. Who says the crime for bastardy? She sees the baby crushed between two other children, not hers, screams. Chickens scratch his face from her. She swallows his name. In the old house, Plymouth. A closet of pale dresses. Whites, blues, some yellows. Clothes like arms reaching, trying to pull something back. Put them on, you could probably smell the lilac that drifted in through the maples as tea was poured into rose cups. Clothes smaller than most women could wear now. The waist, 18 inches. The old house, Plymouth. 9 children in the shade of this sloped yellow. Drew the Mayflower, relatives who died at sea. China a dream, letters on thin paper, dolls dressed as small women and men, a child's tiny cross, sleds that criss-crossed in the snow, until the children's names became like a drawer of bones. Plymouth women. The winters seem darker here. Oak leaves like hail. The dead grow quartz crystals under the snow. Wolves through the daubing. The dying still tastes salt. Spiders freeze in our water. At night the sea boils. I miss, but nothing is lost. We are like sand, taken from one part, added to another. But today I feel like a grain worn so smooth, nothing more.